You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Bryce Bay, CEO at Enveritas Group, or EVG for short. It is a content marketing agency headquartered in Greenville, South Carolina, with offices in France and the UK as well. Bryce, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, great to be here as well. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So tell us about your professional background and how Enveritas Group came to be what it is today.
So my background, I started the precursor to Enveritas Group about 15 years ago. We started an online publication called 10best.com, which was essentially a collection of things to do and see in cities around the world. We built that up, eventually sold the business, but as part of that process, we learned a lot about the power of content, how to use content to drive traffic and build brand and build awareness. And that's led to the creation of Enveritas Group, and we're essentially a global content marketing agency. So we work for large brands in helping them create and manage their online information around the world.
Very impressive. Now, I understand you recently contributed a chapter to the book, Multi-Channel Marketing Ecosystems. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you discuss in that chapter?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be invited to contribute a chapter, and the book just came out great. I'd really urge anyone that's got an interest in digital marketing to pick up a copy. But the chapter I put together is on the zero moment of truth. And essentially, that's a phrase that was coined by Google some years back. And it really hit with us because, as we see it, the zero moment of truth is essentially that moment when consumer forms his or her opinion on a brand or a product or an idea. And that moment is influenced by so many points of information. You know, we all have such readily available access to information via mobile devices, the internet, and all other forms of information. And, consumers are now trained to go out and, seek information, find answers to their question, and those are essentially zero moments of truth. As our awareness and opinion of a product is formed, it oftentimes happens before we ever physically experience the product because we've been exposed to so many data points. And I spend a good bit of time talking essentially about that process.
Sounds like a must read. Now, give us an idea of the problems that typically a client might be experiencing that you would be able to assist them in solving.
Yeah, so, our clients kind of run the gamut from very large multinational hotel chains to, manufacturers and universities, as an example. A couple of quick examples of the problems they're facing. In a university, as an example, they're, incredibly challenged with how to connect better with their incoming freshman class. These young people are making decisions at, 16 or 17 years old. They're heavily influenced by social media. They're sharing information and often participating far outside the loop of information that the university is providing. So they're providing it. They're forming an opinion without the assistance of the university in many cases. So we help them better connect with their customers, in this case a potential student, by creating the strategies and then the information around, where those young people would be finding information, socializing information, and ultimately making a decision. A hotel group, similar process, but a different customer base. So a hotel group might be trying to attract customers from around the world, major destination like New York, if you're Fairmont Hotels and Resorts or Marriott or one of our many clients, you're trying to attract very broad base of customers. You might be looking at families, which make decisions one way, business people another, foreign travelers another. So we help them look at all of those potential customer groups, develop information strategies around each one of them, and then deploy information in the channels in which are necessary to reach those customers.
Today we are joined by Bryce Bay, CEO at Inveritas Group, a content marketing agency headquartered in Greenville, South Carolina, with offices in France and the UK as well. Bryce can also be followed on Twitter at Bryce J. Bay, and he's joined us here this afternoon on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bryce, what is the typical engagement like with a client? If you could just give us an example of how a project might play out and the various components that go into a project.
Yeah, thanks. There's, you know, typical is probably tough to describe because we work in a lot of different ways with, you know, some of our large, you know, international clients. We are typically employed on, you know, multi-year engagements to do very specific things over and over and over as technology evolves. We also have, you know, other clients that, like a manufacturer or online retailer, that may hire us just specifically for a project, like moving all of their web content onto a new platform. We can provide lots of bodies and workflow to those types of processes. We have, you know, over 1,000 content editors, writers, and those types of folks that work with us. And so we typically get engaged in large content management type of projects like that. But our engagements are lots of different ways.
And what would you say is the current state of content marketing as an industry, and where do you see it headed into the future?
I think content marketing is, you know, content marketing has been around for a long time. The buzzword content marketing has gotten very popular recently. I think from an industry standpoint, it is growing and will grow for some time. You know, information is today's currency. You know, it is the way people make decisions. It's hard to buy that with ad dollars. Information empowers decisions. Consumers are used to be able to find the information they want to make the decisions they choose to make. And these can be very small dollar decisions, you know, where to eat tonight, you know, or big dollar decisions, where to send my son or daughter to college. And, you know, I think the appetite for better, fresher content that enables those decisions will only increase. And the other thing that I think is impacting that is there are so many new touch points with social media, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Snapchat, Instagram. All of these places provide more access to information of different types. Visual information is the next, you know, new hotbed, and so lots of opportunities for a long time, in my opinion.
Certainly would agree there. And finally, what do you see ahead in the future for EVG?
That's a great question. We're really expanding both domestically in North America in you know, separate verticals. Education is a very exciting one for us. Healthcare and financial services is another. But we're also investing heavily in our underlying technology and our multicultural capabilities. You know, we believe that multicultural is one of the next big things in order to help brands truly connect with their consumers where they are and who they are, meaning creating the content and information that's appropriate for the audience in the audience market, in their local dialect. And that's an incredibly exciting area. And we're currently doing engagements, you know, across Europe, the Middle East, Asia. We're creating content and deploying content in more than 35 languages right now. And we see that as a big, bright future.
Certainly has been good to connect with you today. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Inveritas Group online?
Yeah, absolutely. Inveritas Group can be found online at InveritasGroup.com. That's spelled E-N-V-E-R-I-T-A-S group.com. We also have a presence on Facebook, on Twitter, and Google Plus, and just about anywhere else. If you search Inveritas Group, you should find us pretty quickly.
Definitely got the bases covered. How about in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on what our listeners could do in regards to content marketing that could help them grow their businesses right away?
Yeah, I think, from my perspective, the thing from a business people from business of all sizes, if you really think about content marketing is really just a process of thinking about the questions that people ask that may lead to your doorstep. And, it's a pretty simplified way to look at it. But I think if any business person, small or large, truly thinks about, why someone would hire them, what problem they are solving, and then creating content that answers that question. The search engines, that is their job, to basically answer questions. So if you can effectively put information out there in blogs and descriptions, white papers, those types of things that answer questions that lead to your doorstep, you can probably quickly find that you can acquire new customers much more efficiently than some traditional methods.
Well, that's certainly well said. Valuable advice without a question. Bryce, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly welcome back anytime.
You bet. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Bryce Bay, CEO at Inveritas Group, a content marketing agency headquartered in Greenville, South Carolina. And the website of reference, once again, is InveritasGroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.